All right, everybody, welcome to your daily dose of awesome, your life 50 minutes of daily motivation, inspiration, and education so you can get your day started right. Today's topic, a little controversial, and I apologize for yesterday. I actually went live on a day where I wasn't supposed to go on, and I was teaching this lesson yesterday, but this is for real. So I will be teaching today and showing you why it is it doesn't matter if home meetings and hotel meetings still work. Like, literally, it doesn't matter if people are still successfully building network marketing businesses using these older strategies. Now, I'm not going to necessarily be knocking these strategies or being critical in any way. I'm just making a rational argument for moving into the future. And so as I go through this, I'm going to be sharing some stories of private conversations I've had with top earners and people in the industry, and also why I almost chose to stop serving the network marketing industry a couple years ago, and what prompted me to continue on this path. And clue, it wasn't for the money. I guarantee you that. So before we move on to our content, my name is Fernie Ceballos. I'm a lead generation and online marketing expert specializing in helping home business owners, that's network marketers, affiliate marketers, direct sellers, multiply their incomes using the internet. I built my first six-figure network marketing business within a couple of years of discovering the online strategies we teach at Elite Marketing Pro. And over the past 10 years, I've personally been responsible for over $13 million in gross income into my home businesses. And I've helped our clients produce hundreds of millions of dollars collectively in their businesses as well. So what we do and teach works. In fact, it works in any business, as we will talk about. But in particular, the way we teach it is designed to help network marketers basically move into the 21st century with their strategies and create more time, freedom, and leverage on top of what already is provided by being successful in network marketing. Now, if you're new to our broadcast, I highly recommend you subscribe. You can actually subscribe on your phone if you're watching this on your phone. Click on the phone, and that'll open up an ellipsis symbol. And then on that ellipsis symbol, click on that, and you'll be able to follow our fan page and also turn on live notifications so you get a little ping on your phone every time we go live. You can choose to click on that ping when we're live or later on when you want to watch the recording. Either way, it's how you guarantee that you don't miss out on this most impactful content that we've been doing for over a year, bringing on 6, 7, and 8-figure earners to provide training, in addition to all the trainings that myself and my team do for our community every single day. If you're on desktop, right above the video, just click on our logo or our name, company name, Elite Marketing Pro. That'll take you to our fan page where you can like our fan page. And also under following, on the immediately next to the like button, there's a following button. Click on that and you can turn on live notifications so you can make sure you are tuned in every single day, or at the very least are able to find the recording as you need it very easily. Now, let me see if we are live and make sure that the broadcasting is working, and make sure that no one else is live with me like yesterday. Again, my fault. What's up, Natasha? Hello, Joy. Heather, Katrina, Hannah, welcome. Awesome. So I'm going to demand some audience participation here. So, and I'm going to talk about your answers in a little bit, but I want you guys to think of, I want you to share with me technologies that have either become obsolete that you used to use all the time, or technologies that over the next 10 years will become obsolete. So I want you to think hard, and so let me know what technologies are obsolete now. So write the technology, the comment box, the technology, and then now. Or also write the technology of something that will become obsolete over the next 10 years, and then write future. So just give me that. I want to get some of your ideas as to what it is you guys are thinking with regards to obsolete technologies, and obviously it has something to do with what we're going to talk about today. Now, so it wasn't too long ago that I almost stopped serving the network marketing space. I retired from network marketing in 2012, meaning I haven't been involved in a company for the sake of building since 2012, for the same reason that other network marketing trainers have done so, and they announced a retirement, everything. I didn't have any announcement of a retirement from network marketing and being involved in the industry. I just chose to quietly step away and focus on building businesses online. And so at that time, I also had a decision to make as to whether I wanted to continue helping network marketers, just like my mentors helped me in my network marketing business in discovering these skills related to online marketing and being able to build businesses online. My partner at the time basically was not too enthused about continuing in the network marketing space, so it strained our partnership. Eventually, you know, we had to part ways because we had different visions for our business. And not to mention the constant barrage, and still today we get a constant barrage of smack talking and bad mouthing and defamation really from top earners, old school top earners in the network marketing space who don't like us, like the fact that we're teaching attraction marketing to distributors in this space. And so that's been going on since the very beginning. And I can tell you some incredible stories of some really underhanded things that some top earners in this space, people that you think are have a level head and are willing to talk things out, do some pretty not so great things to some of my colleagues, some of my mentors in the space. And the irony is that a lot of these top earners who used to be very critical and very public about their anti-attraction marketing stance are now using internet marketing strategies to build their respective businesses, their companies, their training companies even. And so I think there's a level of hypocrisy for top earners then and still today that's happening. And the bottom line, it was easy for me to walk away from network marketing altogether. It's the only industry that pushes back against innovation and learning how to market. And I say that with all due respect to everybody in this industry, because I have a lot of dear friends who are top earners and have created enormous success in the network marketing space. But the bottom line is there's essentially two camps now, and those two camps, I guess, will be duking it out for the near future, at least until my point is proved by time itself. And so it's easy to walk away and say, I don't need to deal with this stuff. There's plenty of other industries or businesses that I can build that don't push back against it. In fact, they encourage it and they thrive on it. And so with internet marketing skills, you can the world is your oyster. Making money online, once you're an internet marketer, making money online with different niches is not only more fun and easy, it can be more interesting getting into something new. And it's not like those projects are not moving forward. It just means that right now, I chose to stay serving the network marketing space because I didn't feel like our work here as attraction marketers was done. I'm here to save people, just like Mike Dillard and Tim Irway saved me from basically the misery, which was building it the old school way with a very old school company, and brought me into this new way of building, which gave me absolute freedom with the skill sets that I now hold. And that's really why I chose to stay. It's not for the money. Trust me, our profit margins here in our training company with Elite Marketing Pro are really slim. We can do something else. In fact, we recently acquired a company in the e-commerce space that almost has a similar business model to what we do at Elite Marketing Pro. However, the profit margins are much bigger and we don't have to deal with any of the negativity, you know, teaching people or working with people on starting e-commerce businesses. You don't have to, in that world, profit margins are bigger and you don't have to deal with all the negativity. But the reason I make Elite Marketing Pro my number one priority as a training company is because this is where my heart is, and our work is not done. And I had a conversation with a friend of mine, Steve Jaffe, and he mentioned that for a period after my mentor, who basically started this revolution with attraction marketing, my mentor Mike Dillard, when he basically decided to step away from the network marketing space for all the reasons I just stated about just the negativity coming, the vitriol coming from the old school camp, he basically, for that and other reasons, he chose to step away because he saw a bigger opportunity without all the negativity, being able to walk away to another business using the skills, the mastery that he had over marketing. But since he chose to walk away, what Steve was telling me is that there's been this philosophical void that existed. There was not that mess, that voice in the space was gone, that was focused on helping people use online strategies for building their network marketing or direct selling businesses. Basically, find a more efficient, more progressive way of doing things. Not to say that people doing it a different way are bad. Absolutely not. If it works for you, great. More power to you. But we, you know, Mike was focused on you know, bringing the industry in the 21st century. And it wasn't until the resurgence of Elite Marketing Pro and myself joining Elite Marketing Pro that that voice, you know had been there. There was a void for a few years. And now what I've seen is a resurgence and just a new energy around attraction marketing, especially as it relates to the maturity of social media. And so I was very humbled that Steve had mentioned that to me. And while at the same time, conversations are happening, and thanks so much for all your interaction, guys. It means a lot. At the same time, I'm having conversations with this other network marketing trainer, and basically seeing our message and reading my attraction marketing formula offer page, and seeing that I'm using some pretty strong language to basically attract the people that are basically fed up with old school recruiting, and I'll talk about that talk about those conversations in a second. But he was telling me basically his point was that, you know, I know these old ladies who are crushing it with home parties, and so how can you say that, you know, home parties and all that stuff is dead or dying? I know people making a killing doing this stuff, and you know, bear in mind that this trainer also teaches cold calling and other strategies. And I'm on the phone thinking, like, but who cares? Like, that's not me. I don't want to do home parties. And the people I attract don't want to do home parties either. They don't want to have people at their house from 7 to 10 o'clock at night or beyond. I mean, there's this cool company. I won't say the name, but I'm not involved. I just, you know, hear it from the periphery. Cool company that's focused on wine. They have wine parties. Their product is wine memberships. And they have parties that, you know, every evening, and basically get women drunk, basically, and have social time with all their girlfriends. And I was like, well, that's cool. That's a model that's based around the home party thing. However, that's not for everybody. And ultimately, those women are going to get tired of going out and, like, drinking every night to promote their business. And so, you know, that's eventually, you know, that's not for everybody. And those who love that, great. But most of us are not going to be getting drunk at our home meetings every single day. And even if you're not getting drunk, I'm obviously being funny. But the point is, it's not for everybody. And what I focus on doing is attracting the people that are fed up with some of these old ways of doing things, or want to augment the things that they're already doing because they want to create more leverage. And no more proof do I need to make this point than top earners who I continue to have conversations with every single day, who approach me, either messenger, phone call, email, and basically their message is clear. Top earners who are under 35, and they're saying, I'm sick of old school. And maybe they're top earners over 35, but especially the younger top earners who worked really hard with home meetings and hotel meetings. I mean, they're maxed out on their time. They're barely scraping by on making six figures. Or even if they're doing multiple six figures, they have no time freedom, really, because they have so many meetings. They're pretty much sick of it. And they're trying to find ways, better ways to leverage their time so they can spend more time at home with their families while still building their businesses. That's who I want to attract. So are home meetings and hotel meetings dead? You know, is our marketing appropriate when we're saying, hey, this old school is dead? Well, it's dead for the people who want to find a new way, who find the old way of building intolerable and are looking for a different way. So in my opinion, and this comes to some of what I asked you guys earlier about technologies that have become obsolete or are becoming obsolete or just, used on a very reduced basis, home meetings and hotel meetings are as dead as some of these technologies that you guys have shared. Some of you guys, shared some pretty good stuff. Let me see if I can find. So you guys shared pagers, Kodak films, pagers, fax machines, home answering machines, tape recorders, Walkman, VCR, Polaroid, CDs. I mean, this reminds me of the conversation that Blockbuster Video had, their CEOs of Blockbuster Video, when Netflix launched, claiming that people like to hold the CD in their hand. No, people don't want to leave their house and they want to be able to instantly access a movie. That's what people want. But, you know, if you're in the business of keeping it old school, then you're going to justify in your mind how to keep it old school and why that's a good idea. Videotapes, movie recorders, cassettes, there you go. So you guys, I have some others, like landlines, DVD rentals. So actually, Justin, when I was in Australia, we rented some DVDs there. And so that's still possible. And even you can still rent DVDs. But how big is that market relative to how it used to be? And especially relative to something like Netflix or other digital streaming services. We have payphones that are obsolete. Now let's talk about some things that are still being used, widely used, but will be coming obsolete in the future. Bills in the mail, paper, the use of paper, delivery people, cable TV. So these things are widely used, but the numbers are coming down and the writing's on the wall. So my point in doing this live is not about old school versus new school. It's about giving people the opportunity to progress and evolve and discover new skills that are going to be valuable to them. That's why I fight so hard, and that's why I remain committed to helping people learn attraction marketing, learn ways of building their network marketing business through social media and internet marketing, because it empowers them. It empowers them with skills that they can take anywhere should the worst happen with their company, their relationship with their company, or should they move on. They're empowered with those skills where they can literally build any business they want, their dream businesses. A lot of us in the network marketing space got started in the network marketing space, not because we're passionate about network marketing or even passionate about our product. Maybe we're that too, but we had another goal. We had a dream of some other kind that could be funded by what we're doing here in network marketing. And so, but guess what? That other dream business that you have in mind is not going to be possible unless you learn the skills we teach here, which are online marketing and advertising skills. So that's my spiel for today. If you want to know more about what we do here at Elite Marketing Pro and how we empower you, then click on the link in the description if someone shared this with you, or go to elitemarketingpro.com, and on the middle of the page, there'll be an attraction marketing bootcamp graphic where you can learn more about online recruiting. It's an online video recruiting course. For 10 days, we teach you our entire system for building your business online. And after you subscribe for that, if you want to check out my book, you'll be able to get my book at a deep discount and be able to download that and actually go deeper into some of these strategies. That book right there and this online bootcamp have been around and been available since 2007, and it continues to grow in terms of interest. It doesn't wane. Sales continue to go up for attraction marketing formula, and the reason why is because these strategies are more relevant today than they were back in 2006 when I got started. So I want to thank you guys so much for being on. I want to look at some of your comments here, because I know you guys are really passionate as I am, especially if you're a part of our community. I embrace technology and I am new to network marketing. I would not see myself in home parties and hotel meetings unless it was unless in rare occasions with people I already know and all the time. So that takes time away and takes you away from your friends and family. Absolutely. Thank you, Paula. Love you, Paula. Love this message, and I'm so not old school. Great. Those of you who are old school and love it, great. If you like doing, the wine parties or whatever, that's awesome. You know, continue doing it. But at some point, you're not going to be able to do it, or other people are not going to be able to do it because they don't have the time to be away from their families. This happened back in the day with Bruce Lee in martial arts when he introduced the disruptive concept of fighting and training. Absolutely. Even today, we have MMA, disruptive. Good to get this perspective. We can serve other groups better if we know how to use both strategies. Absolutely. And I just want to say that what we're talking about with technology, you know, for example, a flip phone versus a smartphone, we're still calling on the phone. We're still texting. That hasn't changed. We've just become more efficient at doing all those things, and we're able to do more that you weren't able to do with the old method. So when we're talking about using online strategies for building, we're not saying about changing the process. We're not talking about changing the fundamental skills of network marketing. We're talking about changing the medium that people use to communicate in order to become more efficient. Everybody that builds a network marketing business successfully is going to have to use the phone, is going to have to hop on and talk to somebody, or they're going to hop on a video chat or have some sort of communication that resembles a sales process, which is required in order to bring people onto your team, and then also the onboarding process in the future. So, you know, nobody in this world knows how to do that better on a fundamental level than top earners in network marketing, regardless of whether they build online or offline. The point I'm making is that the medium is changing whether you like it or not. We already, at No Excuses, in a couple weeks, in exactly 2 weeks, we're going to have top earners in the network marketing space who build most, if not all, of their network marketing businesses online. And we're the only event in the world, a generic network marketing training event, who is willing to teach these strategies in an honest and direct way and have the conversations that no other trainer or leader in this industry is willing to have. And so I invite everybody who's new watching this, go to elitemarketingpro.com, and you can learn more about becoming an attendee, a participant at the No Excuses Summit in 2 weeks in Las Vegas. You can check out all the speakers that we're going to have there, that are trainers, and it'll be fun. I guarantee you that. So, Marilyn, thank you so much. Such a great message, and I agree wholeheartedly. Thanks so much. I'm a mom of two and under two. I'm of two under four, and just don't have time to do home parties. Absolutely, that's why we do what we do. Must do what's duplicatable. Absolutely, and you know, there's a blog post that'll be coming out about what is actually duplicatable. And the fact of the matter is, a lot of old school techniques are not duplicatable. Do they work? Absolutely. And do you have to be trained in them in order for them to be effective? Absolutely. Just like with a lot of stuff online. So really having an honest conversation about what duplicatable actually means is something we'll be having very soon as well. Some people love old school, but as technology becomes more widespread, it will be harder to find people to recruit who like old school. Excellent point. Millennials are not going to want to build old school. Trust me. They are not going to want to do it that way. They are far too evolved from a technology standpoint in order to take a step back to find that, to build in that way. So that's it for you guys. Thanks so much for being on. You know, Julie, Joy, Miranda, Croc, Robert, see you guys in Las Vegas at the No Excuses Summit. I'll see you guys tomorrow for our next lesson here at the Daily Dose of Awesome. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome day.